Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the CP Podcast. My name is CP of the CP Podcast, CP Podcast. They do the CP Podcast. I'm CP. This is CP Podcast. The stuff that CP want to talk about, CP topics, CP. And then also, to my right, Mrs. Valentino.
Got the
tatted ring. I saw y'all tonight. Y'all got those. Mm-hmm. Fire. And then they fit inside of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mrs. Valentino, man. And Mr. Valentino as well. And then, of course, we got Amir back, dressing all black like the Omen. You know what I'm saying? You back! You're back! What's up, man? How you feeling?
Pretty good, man. I can't lie. I feel good. How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. Okay. You feel like, yeah, you know, just ready to collect these dark souls and take them down to hell, man. But other than that, man, feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Like, Grammy! You feel me? Anyway, how was your guys' weekend?
Hey, good weekend. Good weekend. Yeah. We saw that movie Barbarian. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it yet. How was it?
Oh, I'll tell you. It's.
I saw Game of Thrones.
You don't expect it.
You don't expect it to be as good as it is?
Yeah, you're not going to expect the twist, so I'm not going to tell you about it. But you should just go see it.
All right, bet. But I saw Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon this weekend.
Mm.
Fucking fire. First of all, it's a great show. Everybody who's mad about Ice and Fire and how it ended, shut your mouth.
It ended badly.
We're on to something new now. Something better.
But it's the prequel to the thing that ended badly.
Right, but there's so much to the story. See, what's dope is when this is over, it's okay, like me and my wife was putting like pieces together right now. Like, so for example, let's see. Alicent Hightower is married to Viserys Targaryen. Viserys Targaryen has a daughter named Rhaenyrys. Rhaenyra is going to be the heir to the throne, right? But Alicent Hightower has two sons with the king, who was Viserys, and now he has Aegon and Aemon as his sons. Now, if you look at the old Game of Thrones, there was an old Targaryen on the wall with Jon Snow. It's old, blind, he's looking like this. He was working on the wall with Jon Snow. He is Aemon Targaryen. That's Aemon. See what I'm saying? Like, so he would be Daenerys' great uncle, which is Aerys Targaryen, which is the Mad King. His father is Aegon Targaryen, and his father's brother is Aemon. We see Aemon and Aegon as kids on this new show, and they're about to start this big war called the Dance of the Dragons, which is about to be crazy.
That's nuts.
It's nuts. It's so good. This is such good TV, man. Like, goddamn. It's like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings had a baby, but psych, it's not Lord of the Rings baby. It's Troy's baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it feels like. It's so good. It's just so good, man. We are on a Patreon right now. Just so y'all know, we're not on caffeine anymore, making that clear. Some people say, well, are we still on YouTube? Yes, we still are on YouTube. The way that you can get 2 episodes a week now is to follow the Patreon so that you can get a live episode on the Patreon, and then you would get the regular episode on Wednesdays for the week. So that's what we're doing, just so that there's no more confusion about that. Shout out to Caffeine. I do like a little morning check-in on Caffeine on my page. So talk about stuff from Game of Thrones to whatever, whatever, the podcast, et cetera. But that's how that's going to be scheduled now, just so we know. So we all clear. It's going to be dope. Yeah.
And sometimes we don't release the Patreon episodes.
Exactly. So it's a good time to see them because if something, you know, goes awry, you might never see this. And then you were one of the select people that got a chance to see it before it came out. And if you're on a Patreon, you could talk to us. So, like, you know, shout out to Elvin Mackey, D Law, Day, E3, Miss Zuriel. These are people who are on the Patreon right now. And they talk to us while we're doing the episode. They have comments and they say shit and we can respond to that. So, yeah, Game of Thrones last night was crazy. Or night before last was crazy. No, it was last night. It was crazy, man. What are the topics for today? Because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But it's really good.
Well, the world's falling apart.
What else is new?
It's crazy. I pay attention to politics, but this weekend has especially been worrying. Because at first, when Russia first invaded Ukraine, I was like, okay, this is World War III. And then Russia turned out they were not prepared. Mm-hmm.
They're not like that. They came for a skating party.
They can't do anything. They got beat back by Ukraine. And I'm like, okay. Then it was a stalemate. And we're like, okay, fine. Not going to be World War III. Now, it's not just Russia. It's also China. It's also Europe is taking a turn. And I'm just like, This looks messy all the way around.
Who are the allies of Russia in this situation?
Iran. And maybe China and North Korea.
Right. Anybody who got a problem with America, basically. Jesus Christ.
Well, we do mess around a lot around the world. The like CIA. What? We've, well, like, overthrown a lot of governments in Central and South America.
We've been the bullies for quite some time, though.
We're not. We are the bullies. Everybody's the bullies.
Somebody got to be, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to be the baddest. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is, you know? But I don't want to pay the price for when they come taking, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I ain't got shit to do with that. I was West naming them. Don't come fucking with me. But, I mean,
price only gets paid when you get weak. If the United States never gets weak, we never have to pay the price. It's the same thing with Rome. They paid the price because they got weak. It's never right and wrong. It's about strength and weakness. And as long as we maintain strength, there's no price to be paid. We start to get weak. Now we start to pay prices.
Right. But that's the thing. Though,
I think we're in that period, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I feel like we are definitely weakening.
They're all weaker than we are somehow.
But still, but see, they're attacking our youth. And so they're basically planting the seeds for the infrastructure to not be there in the future, so they could just come right in and be like, we all TikToking.
TikTok.
And they take over our shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, TikTok is just an example of how they try to poison the will, right?
Here's it. So China's youth isn't spotless either. Have you been paying attention with what's happening in the UK with this Tavistock thing with J.K. Rowling and the...
Oh, my God. Talk about it. I don't want to say anything about it because I don't want people to...
Okay, we don't have to talk about it.
No. I'm saying say something about it because I ain't want to be the one to bring it up. So I have no idea what you're talking about at all. So I'm just, I apologize. I just want to go ahead.
So about attacking the youth, people say, I'm trying to be as in the middle on this as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So people say that one of the ways you attack the youth is by making them confused and make them go into this gender ideology rather than studying things that are important like math, engineering, language, stuff like that. So that really strengthens a culture.
Right.
And so in the UK, there's this place called Tavistock Clinic. And they have been giving medicines to gender nonconforming youth for a long time. So that's testosterone to young girls or estrogen to young boys. So that was a thing that was just part of the gender ideology. But recently they've been closed and they're getting sued by over 1,000 families. The UK government is shutting them down.
Why are they getting sued?
Because they weren't giving the proper...
dosage?
Not the dosage, but you have to first check these kids and make sure they're not suffering from ADHD, autism, a mental disorder. You can't just say, oh, you say you're trans, so we're going to give you the medicine.
Yeah, little boys who have some big-ass titties running around. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to act. Yeah, man. It's crazy. There was a lot of big-titty little boys at the Boys and Girls Club. When I was growing up, just a little fat, little big titty, little
fatties. Yeah.
No. You say what?
Little fatties.
Oh, I thought you said little faggots. I was like, God damn.
What? I said fatties.
I was like, oh shit, Maya. Oh. I was like, what the fuck? Let me be. I'm the comedian. Let me take the part. Don't you say no shit like that. No. But nah, man.
They're getting sued by over 1,000 families now. This whole thing is about to blow up in everybody's face.
So leave them goddamn kids alone. You born a boy, let it be what it's gonna be. You take them pills, at least over there. You know what I'm saying? You come to America, you get you an abortion, and you can be a nigga.
Have you seen the people that inject melanin?
Huh?
You haven't seen these white people in Australia that inject melanin?
What does it make them look like?
They look like black people.
So how do they inject the melanin on like skin level, like on a dermal layer?
Oh my God. Let me click this.
People in Australia, man, they don't give a fuck. They be fighting kangaroos and shit.
We have to keep this on mute, but you see.
That's her?
Man, what the fuck?
So you can inject it.
But I could tell.
First of all, why is her arm so smaller than her titties like that? She needs to be punched. She needs to be straight up uppercutted.
I hope you
do. All you can. Look at them. They're like, oh my God, look at her. Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at her husband.
That's an interesting shirt choice.
Like, why?
You can literally look at her and tell, though, like, come on.
But why wear the African clothes, though? I don't understand. Like,
the obsession is crazy.
Oh my God.
The obsession is crazy.
Look at her.
So that's what she did.
That's what she looks like.
She still look like that. She just changed her skin tone.
That's yeah, some people need to take a nap in a blender.
CP, no. But she's not the only one. I can't believe you heard of this. All these Australian people, they want
to
be.
Crazy. It's definitely modern day blackface. Like, fam, she needs to be all you can.
That's extremely yes. Blackface. Like, you can look at her and be like, are you dead ass?
She needs to stay right at the edge of a manhole. And then somebody needs to start way underground. And then be like, oh, you! And then fly out the manhole, poof! Like, dog, she looks crazy, bro. She looks fucking crazy, and I'm so sick of people. Look at my man, he can't even hold his laugh. What would you do, baby? Sitting over there on the... No? Okay.
Oh, my God. Are melanin injections safe? Let's see.
Hell no, they not safe. Her credit is terrible. Her baby daddy, she don't know where he at.
Wait. It's tanning injections, they say.
Tanning injections.
So you can get this.
That makes way more sense than a melanin injection.
But it is. It's a
synthetic.
Synthetic
analog of the hormones.
Yeah, I feel you. They said that they hella wild and they hella racist over there in Austria, and I heard that too.
Look at this. Look, as soon as you Google it, she the first one to come up.
This dude, yeah. This
so basically this it's like a permanent tan. Is that like what it is essentially? Is it permanent?
I don't know if it's permanent.
Oh, it turned him so dark. He looked like Midge from I don't know what that is.
Do melanin injections wear off?
It made him too black.
How long does it last for? It said 10 weeks.
This new shit is dark skinned white people for 10 weeks. That's a summer, damn near.
That's a little over 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What are they? Why are they doing this? I don't understand why they're doing this.
This is crazy. But I know. I didn't know about this. I would have just thought it was just like you went too far with a tan. But I guess that's not healthy for you.
Is any of them cold? Does anybody look good like this? I don't think so. They look like
crazy. You look like somebody that painted your entire body.
They don't look like it, but it puts me in the mind of the old Planet of the Apes. Remember how they was just like, it was like makeup that they was wearing and you just like.
Oh, this is a couple. They did it together.
Well, I don't think they look bad. They just look like they're over tan. But some people, they take it too far.
Yeah. She thought he was feeling her. Or he thought she was feeling him, but he's a munch.
I think he needs to stop. Just all these people need to stop all this.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That song kind of cold.
It's catchy.
The Ice Spice shit. You thought it was feeling you? What's your month? Look at this bitch right here.
Yo, they got the, what is this caption next to it?
Here you can see how much my natural hair has changed. Smiley face. Yeah, man. Somebody need to start down the street in a Corvette with their fists out the window. Build the speed up to about 100. Jump out and Goku punch this bitch. Poof! Yeah, poof! Poof! You ever hear somebody, poof! Nada? But a poof. That's what these motherfuckers need. This is crazy.
Melanotan, that's what they call it. I don't know why they even thought to do this. Like, who came up with this? Like, what if we just inject?
This is like, you know what? I'm tired of going back to get these tans. Let's go darker. And
her titties they piss me off. But women with titties like that are the most annoying people.
But what if they're natural? Oh, she looks cute.
You said what if they're natural?
She looks like she could be Indian. Like, if you have just big natural breasts.
Can I explain to you?
Mm-hmm.
Women with titties like that are fucking annoying to me. I don't give a fuck if they're natural or not.
What just, about breasts makes them annoying, though?
It's just the attitude that come along with them big old titties. And they be having, like, little booties, and they look fat because the titties come down so far that it look like they got a big torso, but they're not. So they like little Dr. Robotniks, and they walk around with these little bitty booties.
It always remind me of
Square.
Remind me of, what's his name? Gossamer. Gossamer from Looney Tunes. Yeah. If you look him up, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
What they look like Gru. From the Minions.
Oh my goodness.
That's how they be coming through. If you are a big ridiculous titty woman, I'm sorry. But like that shit is crazy. It's crazy. Did you see that teacher, that trans teacher that had those big prosthetic breasts on?
Yeah. I think that guy's a troll.
Look at Gru. Tell me that ain't Gru. Tell me they not Gru. I am Gru.
My poor friend. I have a friend who's like, is they're natural.
We all got a friend like that, yeah. And you just want to just be like, man, what kind of massage chair do you lay on? Do they got big holes in it?
Well, the thing is, they really hurt their back. Mm-hmm. Like they need to get surgery to reduce because of the back.
One of my homegirls back in the day in 10th grade, she had to do that. We had to put our foot on her back and pull her so you crunch her back. Nah, we did, but that's what I fantasize about doing. Just like I be fantasizing about. I just want to just punch a dolphin in the stomach, but not to hurt it, but just like get some body blows on another species.
What? Wait, is this the way? This is the teacher you're talking about that wants me to put this thing. Okay. This is the teacher you're talking about. Now, I think this dude is a troll.
He's a man. Look at the big ass nipples. What are you trying to do to them little boys at that school, bro? And
why it go that far though?
Hey. You can get these fake breastplates. You can buy, I think this is a $500 breastplate. I remember looking it up. You never went to drag bingo and you see the drag queens with the big fake breastplates?
I have not.
Maya, Jesus Christ, wait a minute.
What?
Not like that though.
Where's my camera, Amir?
I got you.
Why are you going to drag bingo?
I took my in-laws.
Wait a second. Why are you taking your in-laws to drag bingo?
I thought it was going to be a real bad idea at first. When we sat down, I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever done. This is a terrible idea. But they had a great time, and they all won, too.
Of course they were. They're trying to rope you in. You come back. Next thing you know, you be like, wait a minute, Auntie Charles? And like, what's up, sweetheart? Bingo! You know what I'm saying? Like... But the way you said it was like, you don't go to drag bingo? I was like, no, I don't fucking go to drag bingo. I have nothing against drag bingo or drag racing or whatever the fuck, but
Hamburger Mary's.
Can you imagine drag racing? Just like, a bunch of dudes out there in pumps, just like, go! And they're just like, we got you doing
it. Drag bingo. At what place?
Hamburger Mary's in Santa Monica.
I think they got one. I think I went to one in Long Beach. It wasn't bingo.
It might have been. They have different.
They got like different locations. Yeah. It wasn't bingo though. But I went and it was one of those things. It was like, but
I want to go on a tangent about the drag racing. But go ahead and continue just so we can. So you said you went to drag bingo.
I went to the drag. It was a drag like show. Like you eat and then they perform or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
my
friends
yeah.
didn't.
I never did that either. But I'm just saying I've heard of that.
Yeah, they ain't let me know. I didn't know about bingo. But I guess. But they didn't let me know that you're supposed to come in there with, like, cash. Like, you're supposed to tip the performers or whatever. So when they came over there and they was looking, and they looking like, you got a dollar.
They looking like, yeah, stop being a freak, nigga. Stop looking.
And it was like, you ain't got no money. And then they get upset. And I'm like, so now I'm looking at everybody else. So it's like, so y'all ain't telling me to bring no fucking cash. And I look like I ain't got no cash.
So wait a minute. That's the question that you want to ask. What is wrong with today? What is wrong today? So Amir is like, why didn't y'all tell me so I could bring some singles?
I'm trying to support.
To the drag dinner. Hey, You know what? Hey, man, I'm glad, man. Look,
it's like,
man,
you go, like your friends, you know, obviously we know about the strip club.
They said, really, why did y'all not tell me?
They didn't tell me to bring no one.
They're performers.
They made me look crazy. They made me look stupid.
Man, I'd have been like, hey, you the same thing you do. See, here go the thing. Here's what I understand. In the drag strip club, they got to act just like the red dude in the regular strip club. I don't give a fuck. Sometimes I'm broke. I can't be here for some lamb chops. Can I get a dance? No. Fuck on. All right, well, whatever. You said that in the drag club, now the nigga want to sock you. Say, like, fam, no, I would not like a dance. Thank you. The fuck? Like, you know, this is a restaurant. People be tripping. I would not like a dance. Whatever. You want a little, you want a little dance? Boom, ba doom, ba doom, boom, ba doom, ba doom. Like, no, I'm cool, bro. I'm cool. Boom, ba doom, ba doom, boom, ba doom, ba doom. I'm cool.
I went to two. Okay, so the most bootleg drag show I've ever been to is around the corner from my house. It was not Hamburger Mary's. It was a drag brunch that, like, they had no business putting this on. This should have been at 3 o'clock in the morning. This should not have been at 11 o'clock in the morning. This was inappropriate. The host was super sweaty. Like, they were giving it all out. And I was like,
it was turned up.
They were turned up and everybody was drunk. Like, they were just, it was just bottomless mimosas. It was me and my friend. And we were just there. Yeah.
Why they be falling when they dance? Why they do that dance and then they fall and then they get everybody be like, yeah!
Because the way they fell. That's
voguing, I guess.
Yeah, it's part of voguing. The way they fall, you see the way that they fall. And in those heels, the fact that they can get back up from that, that's actually a very graceful, timed fall. You try falling without hurting yourself.
It looked crazy, but they definitely be, I'd be looking like, nah, it looked like they broke their legs.
Yeah, and then they get back up and they do the whole thing.
So now y'all gonna call that shit athletic. Now it's like, hey man, I love it. I love humans. I love us as people. And yeah, you know.
It's gotten out of hand.
Somebody called it death drop.
Death drop. Hey, that might be what it's called.
I don't know the actual name. I'm not too well versed. I just know it's a part of voguing. That's what they call it.
Voguing. Yeah.
Yeah. They do all of that.
And then you fall down. Wow.
I cannot dance in heels like that. The way they dance, I can like do a two-step in heels because I do dance. I dance on the floor.
I saw you and Tony dancing the other day. I meant to tell you that. Y'all was getting down.
I am the one who will be on the dance floor first and last.
Maya was getting down on the dance floor. I said, look at Maya over there. Tony was kind of like, he was being cool. Maya was like, Tony was like, ladies, rub your dick, dip your love, hip hop. You know what I'm saying? What did he say, dude? He told niggas to rub their, I hate that song because he'd be like, fellas, rub your dicks. It's like, nigga, calm down, Biggie. Like, man, your business, bro. Just sing your song. Thank you. Because now they're going to play that at the drag song. Now they play that at the damn drag show. They come out, fellas, rub your dicks. And now it's whatever.
Oh, man.
Here or there, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think that as a comedian, man, I think it's dope to make fun or make light of these kind of situations without being mean. It's like the line is very thin and you got to make sure that you know. Because it's like the lion tamer at the circus, he do be beating their ass, but he could be beating them with bats and stuff. It just be a whip. That's it. You know, that's a lion. That whip ain't hurting his ass. He be fighting other lions. Little whip, you know. That's, we'd be like, oh, that's so cruel. Yeah, but that's how the show go. You know what I'm saying?
This guy, though, I think this is a troll. I think he's making fun. I don't think he's really doing this.
This motherfucker got titties over his belly button.
Yeah, I think this is a troll.
Like, it's just,
I don't think.
You don't have to do that.
Man, I have a punch fetish because I just want to just punch them titties. I want to uppercut them titties. Like, catch the nigga in Target. Like, what's up, man?
What, they fall and hit you in the head? Those titties are so heavy.
How tall you think he is? They hit me in the head.
I feel like he got to be somewhat.
How the fuck he walk around Home Depot with them titties is what I want to know. That them ain't no Home Depot with titties because there's a lot of stuff that could hurt you in there. You got to breeze by people real quick. Excuse me. Can I get through here? How she get to her seat at the movies without brushing her titties on somebody's head?
Well, that happens.
Why do I keep calling him? That happens? What you mean that happens?
Well, you go to the movies and they're gonna.
I ain't never got no titties brushed on my head. First of all, is my head too little? Or is not enough?
Wait, what side are you sitting on though? So, like, are they behind you or they in front of you?
They're behind me. And they're walking to their seat.
Walking to their seat.
And so, you know, excuse me. Let's say you're at the game. You're at the game.
He's a shop teacher, too.
Oh, he's a what?
He's a shop teacher.
Oh, them bitches is handcrafted then. He made those. Well, that's why. He made them for a giant. And then they never came and picked them up, a little order. And then they never came and got them. So he's like, you know, I'm going to wear these to school because it's cold outside. These bitches is warm. This nigga, he could put a gallon of milk between them titties.
Yeah.
Straight up. A gallon of milk. Or a baby. A baby could go right there. Like, with the ass sitting down in between the titties.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, and go to sleep.
That's what titties are for, though. Babies go to sleep there.
I ain't gonna lie, but then I'm a baby. Yeah! I'll pass out on a little titty. I don't give a fuck. I'll put that titty in my ear.
So this is what that is. I mean, you can get them. Like, Crossdress has made this.
What?
You can just buy and it goes over the...
Look at the third lady. She's so sick of it. She's like, look. Because she is for fake titty rights. She's like, man, this is bullshit. Look at her. She's so sick of the bullshit. She's like, oh, man.
I remember my father-in-law looking at me. And he's like, that's a man? Are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, it's a silicone breastplate, but if you don't know about this, you think that's real boobs.
What's that shit on the way to the right? I'm like, oh, what? Kanye got a new shirt coming out?
It's a historical reenactment.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, those chest plates like armor.
Breast and chest plates. Y'all about to say for armor? I might get one of them, man. And I might get me a little horse.
Wait, are you going to get this or this?
I ain't finna get the one with the six pack in my. Don't nobody have a six pack look like that, all separated. Go down.
it looked like the shell of like a bug or something.
Yeah, all the way to the left, with the cross on. I'm getting that bitch.
$230?
And then go to the right. I'm gonna spend about $600-$700 and I'm getting that horse.
That horse probably cost $10,000. That's a good looking horse.
That's a good ass horse, ain't it? I'm getting that bitch.
Can you ride?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
No, I ain't never rode no horse. Right? I never rode no horse
before. Never rode a horse before?
I mean, how hard could it be?
Depends on the horse.
Yeah. It can be pretty tough. Because they might not fuck with you like that.
That's a whole animal with his own opinions about everything.
Hmm?
Yeah, some horses are not trying to get ridden by anybody. They'll tell you, like, this horse doesn't want to get ridden.
Yeah. I went to a horse farm, and this dude had one in Atlanta. And he had these horses out there, but it was one new one that he was trying to, like, break in or whatever. And he was not going. Like, he wasn't. He would get on top of him. The horse knew that he was on top of him. He took him into the, like, little pond that he had over there. And he was trying to throw him off into the water. Like, I'm going to make it hard for you to try to ride me. But he was holding on. But he was literally trying his hardest to get him off the whole time. And I was just watching, like, is he good? Because I don't know what's going to happen if you throw him off.
Trying to, like, jump like that?
Yeah. He was kicking and all of that. And he knew. And he would take him and then he would get off of him and walk him, whatever. He'd be trying to pull away and trying to run and stuff like that. I was like, yeah. He's like, he knew here. So I got to really break him in. The other horses were just like watching, like, he tripping. But he knew. So horses
horses cost about $30,000. So let me get this straight. For $30,000, I could get one horsepower. Or I could spend $30,000 to get me a Mustang with about 500 horsepower. I mean,
look at this horse, though.
53, basically 54,000. Hey, look at
the afro on that bitch. God damn.
That's why. Oh, it's a stallion.
That's a good looking horse.
Hell yeah, that's a good looking horse. That's the kind of horse you'd be like, you go out to the barn and be like, I'm gonna ask you one time, are you fucking my wife?
It says temperament 3 out of 10. So I wonder if that's, I don't know what the scale is. So is that good? They chilling or?
I have no idea.
Temperament 3 of 10? Nah.
Is that like they're chilling or?
Nah, that mean he gets a 3 out of 10. 10 out of 10 temperament is great probably. Mm. Oh, I'm not. I think on 10 is probably crazy. Maybe.
I don't know which way it
goes.
10 out of 10
might be nuts.
I think 10 out of 10 is nuts. A typical horse temperament scale ranges from 1 to 10. A rating of 1 indicates an extremely calm demeanor, and a 10 would be the opposite, a hot horse.
A hot horse. Ooh. A horse will kick your goddamn forehead through the back of your neck.
Bruh. That and yeah, and donkeys too.
Yeah,
horses were worse, but donkeys kick more than horses for some reason.
Donkeys kick a little lower. Donkey will kick you and make your knee bickle the other way. You be walking around with nowhere to go, running in circles.
I've definitely seen a horse kicked another horse and killed it.
I saw that video. And then the horse started shitting.
Yep.
He's a poof.
It was bad. I don't think it was intentional.
Yeah, it was.
The horse was just like wilding out, and the other one was just chilling and kicked him, and he fell over and died.
It just hit it in the right spot, crushed his skull. Look at Maya.
I can't. Look at Maya.
Like, I can't believe. What's the horse name? Horse? Fuck. Oh, I just talked. It's like, might be taking it personal. I can't believe that horse kicked that horse.
It's something up. You just don't stand behind them. They know that you be back there too, and they'll kick just
because. Look how shiny that mud look.
Yeah, that one's good looking. Wait. Oh, look at this one.
Oh, no. Look at this. Look at his feet, though.
Does he have a braided hair? Is his hair braided?
On his tail?
Oh, on his mane. Not just like long, just waves, big ass waves. That horse probably love Mexican music.
Hey, you saying that remind me of the dude who had that horse in the living room?
Yeah.
And he was like dancing on it.
Yeah.
It's like, how y'all bring a horse in the house?
Hey, look at that one for $6,000.
$6,000? Wait, let's go back.
I might get him next week.
Oh, there's something wrong with it if it's $6,000.
Yeah, $6,000. I know the temperament probably crazy.
Oh, goodness.
Click on it real quick. Let's see.
I said
temperament
one.
Is it old?
Oh, no, it's probably not that old. No, it's not.
Cow if
the
running breed.
Full date is, I guess that's the day that they were born.
Yeah, his date is the horse.
Yeah, only
too.
A year old.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, looking at it right there, yeah, look at some pictures. It's all right. It looks sweet.
Did you ever go to Ren Faire and see those horses? It's kind of.
The ribs showing.
It's small. It's only 600 pounds.
Shh.
That's a little horse.
But the other one, the first one we saw, the one with the long hair, that was double. It was like 1,300.
Yeah.
So it probably is growing. It's probably a horse that you like, you want to grow with the horse. This get this kind of horse.
Yeah,
kind
you
of
got
thing.
A baby.
It's a colt.
Colt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Colts, I don't think they grow as big as the other. Like a stallion is a pretty high top horse. Like Mustangs, those are another one.
Man, that horse just needs some love. Oh, yeah. Look how little it is compared to a real motherfucker.
Oh, damn. That okay, yeah. That's a huge difference.
Aww.
He's just needle. Look at the other horse. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Now, we're running around here, all that bullshit. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to kick your ass. You know? I kick your ass. You understand me? Don't come in here with none of that bullshit. I kick your ass. All right, I'm sorry.
I love horses. You ever go to the Ren Faire and see them?
Man,
to the Justin?
Hell yeah, I've never done that. I used to go to the state fair. And we used to look at the horse's ass like, man, dog, that horse got a big old booty, boy. That horse has got a power ass. But that's like when I was like eighth grade, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm older, I was like, man, I would never. That's a nice little trailer that motherfucker's in.
Yeah, this horse probably has his own apartment.
Said, make an offer.
Yeah, they want about $20,000 for that bitch.
At least.
Damn.
Like 2 out of 10?
It's like, wait, contester? I don't know what that is. Warm
gender
blood, chestnut, Dutch, warm blood, gelding.
So is that it's a male?
I don't know.
Gender is gelding. That's a girl. A gelding is a girl.
Oh, a castrated male horse.
Yeah, it's a castrated male horse, so AKA can... a girl.
Damn.
Why they castrate the nigga though? God damn, you don't want no puppies out this bitch.
Because if are they hard to deal with? That's why they castrate.
They probably be the yeah. They probably be wild.
Honestly. Hell yeah, big ass horse balls. You wake up, that motherfucker be in your crib making some eggs. You want some eggs, little nigga? You want some breakfast?
That's like the damn
damn.
Great Danes be big as horses, Loki.
Look at this. This motherfucker Ooh. Look like Show Nuff. That's what I call him. Show Nuff.
The stallion, Loki, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the
1600
one.
1,600 pounds.
Bentley.
2 out of 10.
For 45. Bam, down.
7 years old.
Okay. Temperament 2. I mean, it's cool, but it also don't take no shit.
He's
got shiny,
fully black joint.
Wow!
Damn, that motherfucker sexy. I ain't gonna hold you up, little bad, little freak bitch.
It is.
Well,
tail.
It's a dude though, so whatever. But damn, look at the tail on that motherfucker. Oh man, he just got the shower. Tell the bitch
I'm like
down
majestic.
There.
Like he come through and he be like, oh yeah, he already know.
God damn, look at all they braided, it. How many times you think he shit on their hand? Braid that long ass braid for that horse. Probably left 4-5 all blue, 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 blue.
Oh, that's crazy.
So CP got to ride a horse, bro.
Yeah, you can ride him up in Burbank.
Yeah, I saw that by the zoo, right? Yeah, and that little, that's like, yeah, it's like Forest Lawn type of.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. One of them motherfuckers got one time to throw me. I got a career. I ain't got to think about, you know what I'm saying?
It probably, those horses probably not going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, that'd be the first horse y'all see. In other news, a horse was stabbed in the back of the head because it was fucking around with the wrong nigga. Back to you in the studio. Popular comedian CP has been said to have stabbed a horse in the back of the neck.
Peter's going to come after you. Man. That's the one group I don't want coming after me.
Fuck Peter. Hey, Peter. Hey, Peter.
If you stab this horse, I'll be mad at you. This horse is too beautiful.
Oh, no.
No, ain't no way.
That ain't no stabbing
it's
that horse.
It's going to reject out of there. It's
hell no. This knife going to bend back. You don't even ride this horse. You don't even ride that with no drawers on. You put... You butt-ass naked on this horse. Come on, sir. Can I talk to you for a second? Hell no. Shit.
Wow. I better not let Tony... My husband see that horse. He wants to go to the woods and he wants to buy horses. And I'm like, that's a no.
Get him that horse for Christmas.
$45,000 for
45
a horse.
$45,000. 45.
I wonder what the most expensive like horse ever sold was.
I'm sure like $1 million. Like Seabiscuit.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure Seabiscuit sold for $1 million. If they ain't put her ass down, turn her into a piece of dial soap. Mm-mm-mm. My grandma used to always be like, take that horse down to the glue factory. And I said, that traumatized me. Like, damn, is glue really from horses? Is that true?
I mean, glue is from gelatin. So gelatin can be anything.
Mm.
So this guy was 112.
Who's that?
That ain't the way that's the one in the picture.
Yeah, that ain't little bitty ass. But he, man, I ain't gonna lie though. Look at the silk press on that motherfucker. That motherfucker here is laid.
They have horse dancing. You ever
any
see
crip walking?
Dancing?
La, da, yo, da, da.
That's actually a thing that they be having the horses like the black cowboys out here. They be having them like dancing in the street, like doing routines and shit.
For real?
Yes. I don't know the name of the group of the people, but I saw it and I was like, oh, that's really cool. Because like you've been to Atlanta frequently, right?
Of course,
I don't know how often you've been on the South Side, but there's black guys that ride horses all the time.
Oh yeah, when I go to Atlanta, I try to stay where the fuck I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
I'm trying to venture.
Yeah. But, now they be riding them like they'll go to the store and shit and come back.
I hope they don't
see Biscuit dead, man.
Yeah, there you go. Look.
Oh, shit. La da 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 da. Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Look, he's got little kicks on.
Little blue, little.
He's nodding his head. He on beat.
Yeah.
He know what's going on.
Yeah. Now, white people, this don't make no sense. This damn horse can get on beat.
Look, and he on alternating feet from the back.
Right. Saying all that white people can't dance shit went out the window when Justin Timberlake showed up and showed out for y'all. People like, all right, fuck it. Look at these little dry ass horses. What kind of horse is this? I'm a dandruff horse. Ah, look at that little mane. See? Hell no. Nah. They just some regos. Right. These is just horse. What kind of horse is that? A horse? Hey, let me see your horse, man. Mr. Officer. Mr. Officer.
When's this horse gonna start dancing? Here we go.
Yeah, that ain't dancing.
It's not as good as the other horse.
Well, no. I mean, well, look who's riding it. Hate to point out the obvious.
Oh, he got some.
That's a big ass Harley Davidson horse. God damn.
Oh, he's stepping. Okay.
He got it. That's a big horse. See, that's one of the ones. He kick you in the head, nigga. Your head be down the street.
Yeah, that horse got some weight on it for real.
Yo, your fucking head would be down the street. T-ball. That's what they be calling you. Who, T-ball, Charles? Look at this nigga coming through sideways. Look at the white lady. Get your ass out of there before you get kicked.
It's like they sliding on this shit.
This is like a ballet horse, though. Those legs look really delicate.
Yeah.
It almost looks like it's trying to... I'll say it almost looks like it's about to fall.
Yeah, I'm straight on that.
Okay.
Man, horses just like dragons, man.
This horse is too beautiful.
It is. Real talk. I ain't gonna hold you up. Like, you show that horse to, like, another horse. If the horse called, be like, who all over there? You be like, me, this nigga. Oh, yeah. We'll be through there in a minute. Bring one of your homegirls.
Most expensive racehorse. Ha! $70 million.
Wait.
$70 million. Racehorse.
In 2000? That wasn't that long ago.
But look at this. This is a racehorse breeding powerhouse. So this is the father of probably of some of the most famous racehorses ever.
That makes sense. So they made a racking up earnings from $1.9 million and so winning the Kentucky Derby in 2000.
And then he wants a stud. His stud fee was $150,000.
Yeah, and it dropped to a mere $7,500 in 2017. And he was retired from stud duties at Coolmore's Ask for Stud in Kentucky in 2020. Still, as his previous owners purchased him from a yearling for just $4 million, he's made a few people very happy. Damn.
Can you imagine
they retire you from fucking?
Well, you can still do it on your own. You just can't do it for a job.
Right, but ain't no free nuts coming out this $70 million horse. Like, nigga, look, either you done or you back working. Goddamn free nuts. As much as the money that nigga was, please.
Well, what if he finds a girlfriend? What if he's like, I would like to.
You were $70 million until I recoup. Hey, look here, bruh. This your girl? Okay, yeah, nice to meet you. Y'all drop a seed. Come with me, bitch. What you think this is? $70 million. With them goddamn bangs on. Ah, man, you can't trust a woman with no bangs like that. Look at them bangs over his eyes. My phone was asleep. It's my cousin. He cool. He like my brother. Shut up, bang, bitch. Anybody believe in you?
Okay, I had before. I know it's off topic, but there's a question I had to ask you because I got on a, this past week, I got on a kind of a tangent. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that when we reincarnate, we choose our parents?
Yes, I do. I think that we choose them for the potential of what that path can do for us, but we come here without the knowledge of it. And so a lot of people kind of get fucked up. It's like a game. It's like, put it like this. People make video games, and the developers understand the game from the beginning to the end. You, as the player, are playing everything blind for the first time, right? All the enemies and the bosses in the game are designed to keep you from the endpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So in this world, the distractions and the things that can take place are designed to keep you from whatever your end goal was, which is why you keep coming back trying to get it right. Right. And so, it's like, you absolutely pick your parents, and it's not about them being perfect people and all of that. You just see their path and where they can lead you. And a lot of us don't take advantage of that because we're not connected to source, because we are, it's too much electromagnetic shit down here that is literally disconnecting our ability to communicate with our true and higher self.
Okay. Mm. So these kids basically came and they said that they picked their parents. One boy said that he came in through the mother's head and went down to her belly, and he remembers it.
He lying.
You think he's lying?
Well, I think that he's speaking about consciousness and soul, so maybe he could be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to ruin anything, God, but go ahead. He started at her belly.
He said that he saw her. And this is the story that a lot of these kids are saying, and I don't know if they have, like, hippie parents or whatever, but the parents said, no, we didn't influence. He said he saw the mother, decided that that was going to be his mother, and came in through the top of her head and came down to her belly. So that would be like the crown chakra, and came down.
Pineal gland, maybe.
Do you think you chose your mom?
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I did. I'm not sure why, though. Not saying that she's not great, but I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? Maybe just to get into the path to become me. You know, I don't think it's my job to know why. I think that, like everything else in our life, right? Even in the way that we look for life on other planets, we always try to look for things or think from a reference point of what we understand now. But from a greater self understanding, why I chose my mom is something that I, in this form, could never quantify unless I was able to speak to that higher self, not just to gain understanding about why they did that, but just how they think in general.
Have you ever tried speaking to your higher self?
Through meditation and, just kind of like, I like to do like a sign thing. You know what I'm saying? Like seeing signs and I feel like I'm the kind of person that would speak to myself through clues. I always imagine, like, if I had, like, Alzheimer's, how would I know what my reference point was for what's real? And I feel like I kind of would leave clues for myself to be able to be like, oh, okay, like, I find words sometimes that answer questions that I'm talking to myself about. Like, man, I wonder if I should call so-and-so. And I look up to be like, yes, or call now. You know, so I'd be like, damn, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of how I operate because you got to understand that nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. And you got to be aware of that. So your new way could be the way,
mm-hmm.
right? Never underestimate the fact that your way or your thought process, you could just be the one that ushers it in. But it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there are so many stat quos that we just get used to, but somebody had to be the pioneer of that. And I think that the people who understand that they have the capacity and the possibility to be that kind of pioneer are the ones who can do it. And the ones who kind of are just running the program that people give to them are the ones that are the consumer.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's how I look at it. D-Law, appreciate that.
I think consumers can break out. Like, what was that movie about the NPC recently? Do you remember? You don't remember that movie?
What's the NPC?
Non-player characters.
Oh, yeah. Free Guy.
Free Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah, I was up for that role.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Did we don't let me talk about that?
You said, yeah, you mentioned.
Yeah. Shout out to Lil Real. But, you know, that was one of those auditions where it was like such an interesting thing that I really wanted to do it. Some auditions you give, you like, eh, fuck that audition, whatever. But I really wanted to be Free Guy, like the his best friend in this movie.
Yeah. So I think, I'm kind of torn whether we build our souls on Earth. Like, we all come in and we're all NPCs, and then we earn souldom.
Mm-hmm.
Or we all come in as souls and then we forget that we were real souls.
So
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I don't even think that our reincarnation is necessarily bound to this planet.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I do think that you're going to close your eyes one day for the last time and then open them immediately in a whole new time.
I've been watching a lot of NDEs, which are near-death experiences, mm-hmm. and there's kind of a similar thread, is that people die.
Mm-hmm.
There's a light. They go to the light. Now, whether or not you should go to the light is debated.
People say don't.
I don't know. I don't know.
I ain't going to be thinking about that shit when I'm dead. But go to the light like a mosquito.
Yeah. Tibetan Book of the Dead goes into this of whether you should go to the light or not. But so they go to the light and they're met with a being that loves them, whether they know them or not. And then they're given a life review. So the life review, this is what the near-death experiences say. They could be influencing each other. They say they're not. The life review is you go over your life and all the people you've ever hurt, you feel the pain that you caused them.
Man, that's bullshit. That sounds like somebody who just got broke up with, made up. I'm sorry, Mike. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, and then you're going to feel it. When you think I give a fuck about...
I don't know. But it's not just...
I'm going to be mad. I mean, don't be wasting my death for this shit. Hey, come on. Show me all the fucks. Yeah, that was fun. You know, like, nah, nah, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Everybody you hurt.
I mean, it can be a lot of people you hurt. It doesn't have to be necessarily love either. It doesn't have to be like romantic relationships. It's also people that you hurt. Friends, family. I'm trying to think, where was I? Watching all these near-death experiences. This is what I do. This is what I get up to. And I'm trying to see if they're on some bullshit or not. Here we go. The other side. So this is a channel that has basically exclusively near-death experiences. She died and she was told the future of Earth. A lot of these people say that they died and they were told about, like, what's going to happen. And they saw a vision of this and that.
What do you think about that?
That they saw a vision?
I mean, you know.
I don't think the future is set in stone. But sometimes people say they saw the same thing. And it could just be that you're going into your own subconscious. So you're just replaying stuff that people have told you.
You could be making the most intelligent sense of a situation, right? Like really, really thinking about it enough where it's like, oh, this is what I see. I see the ability to X, Y, Z. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just watching over them and I'm like, this is interesting. I bet if I had the choice, I would have chosen my mother. Mm-hmm. Absolutely would have chosen my mother.
But why though? Like, why would you know to choose her? That's what I'm saying. See, they're going to be traced. You love your mother and they're thinking that she loved
her. Oh, she was a genius.
Right. But even that right there, Maya, she's a genius. A genius to what rubric?
Any conceivable rubric. She was an absolute genius. So like, her mind was
right.
Ridiculous.
But what I'm saying is that, like, I think you're a genius, right? And I think that you have a great understanding of the physical, the rules of intelligence in this physical space, right? But I also think that here's why I challenge our intelligence spiritually, right? Because on the spiritual realm, there are a lot less hypothesized and there are more definites, mm-hmm. right? So they know what they know because they know it on the spiritual side. Like there is no guessing. There's no guesswork in the spiritual realm, right? We do a lot of guessing, right? The best guesses are educated guesses, but then educated on what rubric? Rubric of educated to be able to convey it to other people so that they understand it, i.e. or follow it, or compiling knowledge and putting together an educated guess that sounds good because of all the theory that you know, whatever. None of that has anything to do with spiritual intelligence because spiritual intelligence is so definite and finite. It's like, is there a God? They know for sure there's a God. So now is there, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, and so I think that you chose your mother because of her, like.
She was also a spiritual lady.
And there was probably, like, I look at my mom like, man, or my dad. And I'm like, man, you know what? As I am this spiritual being, maybe my past parents, I needed something different. And I have my past parents influence on me as well, but I'm missing a piece. And the piece is, these two parents have a piece that I need, a social piece or a funny piece or a creative piece. Get in there, get that piece from them, live this life. And then now my soul has a new color run. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, and so I feel like that's why I say I don't know why I chose my mom. I know what I love about my mom, but I have no idea what I could have saw in her as a young 20-year-old, 19-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, other than seeing what people's aura and what their light is. I think that's all that matters on a spiritual realm is the light.
Did you ever watch Sylvia Brown on Montel Williams back in the day? You ever used to watch Sylvia Brown on Montel Williams? Because she used to say that we chose everything in life. Like we saw our whole life before we got here.
I agree with that too. The good and the bad, all the lessons, everything. The exits. Yeah, I agree.
So she used to be on. And she would go on like every week. And then she would say this. And then that gets super problematic.
Mm-hmm. I remember her because she used to be talking to dead people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're non-psychic. And so that's what she said. She said, we saw everything. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how. She could just be confident. She could actually be a psychic. She could be more in tuned or.
Some of these people I believe in. And you know what's crazy, Maya? It's going to sound wild. But it'd be about how they look and looking in their eyes and seeing. Like, she looks otherworldly. Like, look at her. Like, she looks like there's nothing in it for her in this physical space. Look at her. Like, she just looks like she's knows some shit.
Yeah, I mean.
She died.
She died. Yeah, she did die.
She died at 77.
Mm.
What's so special about 77? Oh, look at people who die on double numbers. Jesus died at 33.
Mm-hmm. 7 is a spiritual number. So, I mean, she used to say that we have, before we come here, we choose our family, we choose everything that's going to happen in our life. But that's just, you think about it. You're like, oh, that's interesting, but you can't really take it seriously because then a lawyer in court could be like, I'm sorry my client killed these people, but these people decided they wanted to get killed before they came to Earth. You know what I mean? So it's all part of the process. So we can't take it seriously.
Right, but I mean, what that boils down to, yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
But that might be true. We just can't say it in court.
I think that, and I hear you, Bandersnatch, I think that we have a goal, and then they put forth parents who are going to help us to achieve that goal ahead of us, and we have to choose out of them.
So we have, like, options?
Right. Like, I want to be this comedian. I want to be, you know, okay, cool. You got this set of parents, this set of parents, this set of parents. They'll get you there in different ways. This one, you'll be rich. This one, you'll be have a lot more character. This one, you'll be, it's a harder life, but it's going to get you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that way, because I feel like knowing every little thing, I mean, you jump on the freeway knowing it's about to be traffic. You understand what I'm saying? But your destination is important, and it's that important.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what time traffic is. You know what time. But it's just that important. It's just very interesting, like, you know, just people and their abilities.
Yeah, I definitely think I chose my mom. I think it was a good choice.
Yeah. I mean, well, look at you. Look how you turned out. Look how intelligent you are. Look at, you know, I look at my children and some of the things that they say, I'll be like, oh, man, like, you really got that from me without me having to give it to you. Like, it's just like my blood is like an antenna. You know what I'm saying? And you pick up on my frequency and you understand, you know, they say stuff. It's like, oh, I would say that or I would do that. And it's like, man, like, furthering the bloodline, man, keeping it going with common sense. That's deep. That is deep. Anyway, I'm going to be in Sacramento this week, everybody. I'm going to be in Sacramento on Wednesday. This Wednesday coming up. This is with a lot of people. So, whatever. And I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia this weekend, too. So, you know, y'all want to pull up. I'm going to be there doing shows. This has been another episode of the CP Podcast, guys. As always, the questions and never, ever, ever the answers until we become spirits or until we return to the spirit world. And it's going to be like we took a test and we're going to know how many questions we got right, how many we got wrong. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I just think that, like, some people say that this is like a ride, like in the middle of the mall, you go, you put on a virtual reality helmet and you're just in this thing and people are so caught up. Like the trick is to make you not have as much fun as you can by guilt and all of that. But the real solution is to experience as much as you can and live your life to the absolute fullest, because then the ride's over and then you back to, you know what I'm saying, what you really are. So, man, yeah, man. Until next time, I'm CP. This is Maya. And this is Amir, dressing all black. He literally matches the microphone and the headphones. It's like, it looked like one outfit. It's sweet as hell. Anyway, we out of here, y'all. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.